Aloha, everyone. Welcome back to the Erica Duran Show unscripted version. This is episode 6. And today I thought we'd talk about how to run a multiple six-figure business on less than $150 per month in online tools and resources. So I was going through all the archive episodes of the old podcast and the old videos and everything. And we always did kind of an update of the latest tools and resources that we tested and would stumble upon or actively search for. And so I thought it was about time for an upgraded version of the latest tools and resources. One, because everything's always constantly changing. We're always finding better ways to do things, and the tools are always being improved as well. And another reason was that it is one of the bonuses for Club Alihi. There is a master list of all kinds of tools and resources and helpful things in Club Alihi. So whether you join the VIP level or you purchase any one of the information products or digital products, you get the resource guide as a bonus. And like I said, there must be over 100 links on there of all kinds of things for podcasting, websites, automation, team, all kinds of things in that resource guide. And what we did this time, last time when we had Club Alihi, the resource guide was kind of a PDF version, but this time it's dynamic and online, so we can change it at a moment's notice when we have new things to post or new things to take down. Sometimes things don't work out, and we have a bit of drama with the providers even, and so we take them off the list, and we don't want anyone. Sometimes what happens is something is working awesome when we sign up, and they're a new company or something, and they just created this online tool, and then over the years, or it's some sort of service like hosting, that's in a whole other show though, and things just kind of deteriorate, or they get bought out by someone, or they don't keep updating the tool, and it doesn't work with all your other tools. So without further ado, let's get into, I think I just have my top 7 or 8 online tools. These are kind of the must-haves. Like I said, the resource guide in Club Alihi is very comprehensive with all kinds of, even things for traveling and pets and all kinds of helpful lifestyle resources as well. But today I wanted to talk about the, you know, my top 7 picks, if I had to pick about 7 of them, to run a multiple six-figure business on less than $150 a month. And that's not obviously counting team. I have a very small team, but the freelancers and people do cost more than $150 a month. And what else? Oh, the biggest expense I have, just for total transparency here, is my merchant account. So Stripe, we pay, if there's any PayPal fees, that is my single biggest expense in the whole business, which is good and bad because you don't generate merchant account fees without selling things. However, it is a big chunk of every piece of revenue that comes in. So it's just part of the cost of running an online business. And like I said, I keep my team very small because I don't want to manage a bunch of people. I will always look for a way to automate something before I hire out or freelance anything. So that's just a quirk with me. I know a lot of my listeners are the same way. They're somewhat introverts, or they've been burned in corporate by managing too many people, and they don't really want to manage that many people anymore. And I just wanted to say one more thing is that these online tools and resources, a lot of them will promise you the world and all these bells and whistles, and it's very hard to get past the fact that these tools in themselves are not going to make you successful. I know there's a lot of hype around lead pages and Infusionsoft and ClickFunnels, and I don't really agree with any of those tools. I think they're overpriced. I think they're bad for SEO. I think they're really overly complicating everything. And I respect their marketing practices for making you feel that emotional hit when you see their marketing, like, oh my gosh, I have to have this or I'm going to completely fail. And that's not really the case at all. You know, what really counts is your packaging, your positioning, your messaging, your getting your message out there daily, getting your emails out. And so these core tools that I'm going to talk about today are just, if you're going to take your business from being a hobby and get serious and invest in the systems and structures that you need to actually make a legit business out of what you're doing, but without the overhype and the over expense of something like Infusionsoft. So hope I didn't confuse you already. So let's just get into this. So my first pick is hosting. If you've listened to the Google Bait podcast or heard me here and there, I've just had the most nightmarish bad relationships with all kinds of hosting companies, and they always start off really good and then either they get bought out by a bigger company or they don't charge enough, so then they can't afford good people, and then the customer service is a mess, or a lot of hosting companies don't have the technology that we need and the resources we need to run Google Bait, because that is a very different animal. So again, we are almost getting pushed to create our own hosting company and call it Google Bait Hosting for the Google Bait customers and everything, because we just can't let this hosting nightmare go on. But funny story, we were shopping and shopping and shopping for 3 weeks because we could see the deterioration of our current hosting company. We saw it, the signs again. It's funny how it's every like July, August that this happens. Last year in July, August, HostGator was literally underwater in Houston. The servers were literally underwater and our sites were down for a couple days. So we moved to KVC Hosting, and that was a dream, but then just recently kind of turned into kind of a nightmare. We were shopping for a couple of days of hosting and just couldn't find the ones with the right mix of customer service and technology that we needed. And so I just gave up and I went for a run outside, and I just heard this whisper of DreamHost. And I can't believe that all these days we were shopping for better hosting that we didn't come across DreamHost. And I think a lot of it is, and one of my, and my team members even said, you know, we want quiet hosting. We don't want this loud GoDaddy hosting, this hosting or hosting like KVC that's all over the black hat sites. And so they're attracting the wrong kinds of customers. And so, yeah, I just heard this little whisper, DreamHost. I didn't even know it was a hosting company, but I ran back and looked it up as soon as I got back to my room. And lo and behold, it's a very legit, solid, had everything we needed, even SSH access for Google Bait and all these other things. And so we are testing them now. Maybe this will be the answer and we don't have to create Google Bait Hosting, or maybe we'll just partner up with DreamHost and run Google Bait Hosting through them. But anyways, let me back up here. I've totally forgot to mention that I created a resource page of these top 7 or 8 tools that we're going to talk about today. So you can go and get all kinds of coupons and free trials and everything on this page. And I didn't want to give you separate links for every single tool. So they're all going to be at ericaduran.co/resources. And if you're hearing this episode at a later date, that page will be updated with the more current versions of things as we change over the years. So that page will be up for years to come. It's on the main navigation of my website right now because I think these things are so crucial, and I don't want you to spend years or months or all your time and money wasted on bad tools or the wrong tools or just getting really frustrated with this stuff. So it's a big block for a lot of online entrepreneurs, putting all these systems and structures together. So anyway, a little commercial break there for ericaduran.co/resources, so you don't have to remember a bunch of different links for any of these tools that I'm going to mention today. Okay, the next tool is called CoSchedule. And CoSchedule is a platform that you can either run online or you can run through your WordPress dashboard. And it's a way to manage your team, create content, create marketing, share marketing, and then reshare marketing. So it's a little hard to explain. It's a little hard to get your head wrapped around. But if you just think of all those disjointed marketing pieces you have, so if you have your blog, your podcast, your email marketing, your social media scheduler, or all the separate social media platforms, and you have your time management, team management, project management tools like either Trello or Asana or Monday.com or something like that, CoSchedule keeps adding things to their platform, so they're really becoming an all-in-one tool. And I heavily researched them last year in the summer 2017, and they just released a new, a ton of updates, and they reconfigured their packages. So last year when I looked at them, you would pay a core price for different levels. And then everything that you kind of would want was an extra upgraded fee. So like there's a thing for reposting your social media posts over and over again, resharing them automatically. And that tool was like an extra, I don't know, $10, $15 a month to the core package. Well, they kind of did away with all the nickel and diming, and now everything that you would want is in one low monthly fee, depending on how many team members you have and how many platforms you have and all that stuff. So they've did a big overhaul. I didn't feel like it's being nickel and dimed anymore, and they added a lot of features as far as sharing your social media posts, having everything all in one place to kind of run your marketing and run your podcasts and run your email campaign. So it's kind of, I guess you could say it's an editorial calendar, but it's way more than that. So I hesitate to call it that. But anyway, there's a free, I believe we have a free 14-day trial if you go to ericaduran.co/resources if you want to try CoSchedule out. If you're not ready for that big of a program, then if you're just looking to share your social media across all platforms in a very, very simple way, then I'd probably still recommend buffer.com for that. But if you're at the point where you're just very serious about getting your content in order and getting it shared frequently and taking control of your team and all that stuff and getting very organized, then I would recommend CoSchedule. I looked at it again because personally in my business for last year, 6 months, I didn't work that much because we were creating Google Bait and there was a lot of other stuff going on. I was kind of taking down a lot of content and everything and kind of only sharing once a day, if that, on social media. And I had taken the old blog down and everything because I had this idea that, well, you know, people are on social media already. I don't have to get them to go to my blog. So I'm just going to message on social media. And that was fine for what I was doing at the time. I was creating, we were creating Google Bait and I was just doing a lot of one-to-one coaching. But now what's happening is with Google Bait and Evolve and one-to-one coaching and Club Alihi, the remastermind, and all the information and digital products that are coming out, and 3 podcasts and 2 YouTube channels and 2 blogs, it just needed, all these things needed one place to live. So my coach that I work with, she's very changing her whole business on a dime and messaging whatever comes through her, whatever comes out of her mouth that day. And I liked working like that for a while. It was really freeing. And but I found that I don't create content that way. I create massive amounts of content in batches, and then I like to schedule it out and not really deal with it or create it for a bit, kind of get refreshed and then go back to it. But she's very on the day of whatever's going to pop in her brain that day, she shares. And it was fun for a while. But with all these pieces that I just mentioned, it's felt more crippling than to have some sort of platform kind of help support with all these things, if that makes any sense. So I really liked working in the other way. But I know I can get more content out. I love creating content, and I know I could get more out if I kind of organize it a little bit. And I like having massive amounts of content scheduled out so I can have a ton of free time and days off and not always be worried about what's the message of the day. And my messaging doesn't really change on a dime as much as hers. She will just completely change on a dime, change her whole brand basically. And my core messages don't really change that drastically. So anyway, side note to why we moved to a bigger platform. I think this structure is really giving me a lot of freedom now. I needed that break to just kind of share whatever was the topic of the day, but now I'm craving more structure. And so you might find that in your business too, that sometimes you'll build all these structures and everything, and then you'll just evolve, and then everything gets broken or you break it and want to start over again. So this just keeps evolving, and sometimes I don't want to have a bunch of structure and sometimes I do, and it just depends on what's going on in this season of the business, I guess. So anyway, that tool is called CoSchedule. Next, we're going to talk about email marketing and building your list with AWeber. So I've tested every single email marketing kind of list builder type of tool except ConvertKit. I haven't used ConvertKit. I did have some clients on it. I just would really highly recommend looking at AWeber. It has a lot of the bells and whistles that the fancier things like ActiveCampaign or Infusionsoft has, but it's a lot less expensive and it's a lot nicer user interface. I feel like all my funnels live in there, my list lives in there, the email marketing lives in there. And the funnels are very clean to me in there. They're separated by list and they each have their email campaigns that go out, and it's just, and they have automated little systems in their little snippets that, you know, if someone joins your Google bait list, you want them to automatically join your master mailing list and stuff like that. So a little bit of automation. It's great for building funnels without all the shenanigans of ClickFunnels. And it's just really, I think the user interface is a lot, it's very clean for how much it does. So ActiveCampaign is kind of a mess. Infusionsoft is, I mean, it's called Confusionsoft by everyone for a reason. Those are just kind of, I think they're expensive. I think they're overkill. And I think you can get a lot of the same function out of AWeber. And my deliverability rates are great with them. It doesn't go to spam as much as like something free like MailChimp or Constant Contact is kind of famous for going to spam. So I'm really sticking with AWeber. I used to change email marketing tools every 3 months or so. And you know, when you're going to be serious about making your online business not a hobby, you want to get away from MailChimp, in my opinion. You want something a little bit more robust. And side note, MailChimp kind of shut me off for not a good reason and wouldn't let me email for about a month. So I had to find another tool. I don't like when tools just shut you off and they won't talk to you. So that happened to me with PayPal a long time ago, another show. But Yeah. So I really don't like the risking. Something as important as your email list, that's your biggest asset in a service-based business, is your email list or an online business. And to have that basically shut off for no good reason and they won't talk to you, that's, you don't want to use free tools for something that important in your business. Your most important asset is your list, your money's in your list, all those sayings we hear all the time. Now, if you're just starting out and you're kind of dipping your toe in the water and you're not that serious yet, yeah, you can use MailChimp and then upgrade when you get your first client to AWeber or something like that. Mad Mimi is also I would still suggest even Mad Mimi over MailChimp. And Mad Mimi has a very simple user interface. It does cost a little bit of money, but it's very simple and easy to use if you're not quite taking your business that seriously yet. So that was AWeber for email marketing. And next, we're going to talk about FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. This is an accounting platform built with entrepreneurs in mind, and I think actually solopreneurs or online entrepreneurs in mind. Most accounting platforms and softwares are built with bookkeepers and accountants in mind. And us entrepreneurs, we really don't care how the beans are counted, right? We don't care how you expense your team pizza party. We don't really care about that information. And so FreshBooks took the entrepreneur, the solopreneur, and built their platform around what we care about, which is getting paid on time, having incentives for people to pay early, our receivables and seeing that, and just seeing our revenue versus expenses and the big picture of it all. So I've been testing FreshBooks for, let's see, probably about 6 months now. They have a great phone app where you can, you know, be on sitting at an airport and doing all your accounting with their app, taking pictures of your receipts and all kinds of things like that. So it's just very entrepreneur friendly, not complicated, and gives us the information at our fingertips that we need and the tools we need to get paid on time, faster, with more options to pay. So you can pay through Apple Pay and stuff like that on your invoices. So if you are looking for a very user-friendly, non-accountant bookkeeping system or accounting system, I would highly recommend FreshBooks. And again, you can find the links for a free trial at ericaduran.co/resources for anything I mentioned today. Okay, the next two tools are very, very similar. I highly recommend both, and I have used both for years. So these are scheduling/controlling all your admin tasks kind of tools. So we're going to talk about Acuity Scheduling and Satori app. Acuity Scheduling is, to me, a lot more than just scheduling. It's a scheduling tool where you can build in your availability and different meeting types like free Aloha sessions or 30-minute client sessions or 2-hour mini intensives. So you build your appointment types and you block off your availability, and then you get links to share with people so they can book themselves, and you don't have to go through that when are you available email back and forth for days. So that was the basis of Acuity years ago, but they've grown a lot and they've added a lot of features. And one of the features is you can now build packages in there that are related to your appointments. So if you have a platinum package with 1 2-hour intensive and 10 follow-up 30-minute calls, you can build that in Acuity and get paid through them. So it's a all-in-one system to have your scheduling your clients, building packages, getting paid on those packages, and keeping track of the appointments and things like that. Now, Satori is very, very similar, but I think Satori is more for more of a higher customer touch type of coach or service-based entrepreneur or wedding planner, something with a little bit more customer care involved. So Satori was built for coaches, but any service-based entrepreneur can use it. I would also recommend it for professional organizers. And in Satori, you can also have your schedule blocked off. You could create scheduling types, so the different types of appointments. You can build packages and you can get paid. And you can get your customer contracts signed electronically through Satori. Acuity did just add, there's not a way to do an e-signature in there, but they have a terms and conditions box, which works kind of just the same in my business. It kind of works the same. So that's fine. But Satori has a few extra bells and whistles for, I said, those high touch clients, those premium one-to-one clients, where it'll email out weekly questionnaires. If you send out questionnaires every week before your phone call with your client, asking them, you know, what they'd like to talk about, what's their celebration, what challenges did they have that week, what's the agenda for the call, or any type of worksheet or anything you want to send out to your clients. Acuity does have a form creation in it, so and Satori does as well. So all those forms to fill out before you get someone's calendar. If you're a coach, they're usually called discovery calls or clarity calls or strategy sessions. All the those kind of forms that you fill out before you're able to see someone's availability and calendar. That's included in both of these. The reason that I recently switched from Satori back to Acuity was because of Google Bait and because of the high amount of digital products that we're coming out with. Satori, I could have used a whole other app or tool like WP Simple Pay or something for the info products. But you know me, I like having everything in one platform or one system. So I figured that I could put all the digital products in Acuity and not have the cart resistance that I had in Satori, because Satori thinks that you have to have an appointment with their packages. So there is a workaround for selling digital products in Satori, but it's a little bit buggy, honestly. And I just wanted one system for online sales, and I didn't want to have an extra plugin or anything like that. So I just, for now, put everything in Acuity. And the digital products and Google Bait don't really have appointments attached to the packages. Only Evolve and my one-on-one coaching does. And even Evolve only has 1 2-hour launch session, I think, and the rest is through WhatsApp because it's on demand 24/7 basically access. So I'm not doing as much as often with the formal 30-minute, 50-minute client sessions on the phone. I'd rather just take care of the mindset spin or the question right away, or send them a little video or something like that, rather than having these formal sessions on my calendar. I still have a few clients that like the formal sessions, but not as many as I used to. I used to be on the phone solid from like 10 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And now it's just really opened up my schedule. So again, just to review, both of these tools would work for any type of solopreneur. Satori is a little bit more of that high touch client care system that also sells your packages, controls your availability on your calendar, has forms for people to fill out, and you can put them on your website. And Acuity does as well, except you can also sell standalone products in Acuity where there's no appointment attached to it. And it doesn't cause cart confusion or cart resistance. So there are lots of tools for you to sell digital products. You don't have to use this one, but I wanted just one tool that does a lot of things. So that's it, Satori and Acuity Scheduling. Let's see. I think you get a free with both of them. I think that they're both 30-day free trials, no credit card required on both of these tools. And that's at ericaduran.co/resources. The next one is something I just recently started using because of the archive channels that we're doing, putting all the old episodes back up on a separate website. And this tool is called Repurpose. And what it actually does is it automatically publishes your podcasts and your Facebook Lives to all major media platforms, especially YouTube, and to grow your audience faster and save you a ton of time in recopying and pasting and uploading. So what Repurpose also does, not only does it take your feed and automatically create YouTube posts or Facebook posts, it also takes any audio feed and creates a little video out of it so you can post to Vimeo or YouTube. So you can create your own background or you can use their template. And it's like a background picture of your choice or a design that they have. And then they'll put the sound wave animation that matches your speech pattern and your voice. So it's a little moving line of the audio over this background. And that's what creates the video so that you're able to post to YouTube and Vimeo and other video sharing sites. Another thing Repurpose does is it'll also do that and share to Facebook. It'll share your Facebook Lives. So it's very easy to set up. You just import all of your feeds, your RSS feeds from your blog or your podcast or your, it's not blog, it's just audio. So audio and video feeds. It will work with video podcasts as well. And you bring in all your feeds into their platform, and then you create workflows in there. So a workflow that would automatically work for me is uploading a archive podcast episode. It's going to automatically create a video and shoot that out to Facebook and YouTube. And it even puts it in the right playlist or category and things like that. It sends all the show notes along with it. It sends the featured image with it, all that kind of stuff. So, and then the guys that made Repurpose also created a separate tool that I'm just going to lump in here that I just stumbled upon. I think I found it a few years ago, but I wasn't really needing that kind of automation back then. But publishing, 200 old episodes, I needed a little bit of automation help there. So their plugin for WordPress is called Simple Podcast Press. And what this does is it, just like Repurpose sends your RSS podcast feed to YouTube and makes a video, this Simple Podcast Press takes your RSS podcast feed and makes WordPress blog posts. So it automatically creates your show notes page, in other words. And they have tools in there that'll also create time-stamped show notes. So you just click one button and then put a label on it, and that's your time-stamped show notes if you're into that. It automatically takes in the featured image and posts it as the featured image on WordPress. It takes the description. And you can add all kinds of buttons and cross-platform promoting and calls to actions to your lead magnets, all kinds of things that'll automatically just populate. So the old way of doing show notes, we would have to take all the normal links that we share every single time, like to, let's just say, to Google Bait and to Evolve and to the 10 Secrets to Snagging High-Paying Clients. We'd have to take all those funnels and paste them every single time, but now it's just automatically populated with these two tools. So the same company makes both of them. The one that takes your audio feed and turns it into YouTube videos and Facebook Lives and does the same is called Repurpose. And the WordPress plugin is called Simple Podcast Press. There is a monthly fee on Repurpose, and there is a one-time fee on for the plugin, and you just pay according to how many websites you have. So you can find links to those. I don't believe there's any free trial or anything on that. But you'd want to, you know, get the direct link at ericadran.co/resources. And the next one, I just had to throw in here a bit of shameless self-promotion, but it really has saved me just months of time and brought in so many clients and followers and subscribers and listeners that I wouldn't have had without this next tool. So I had to mention it, but it is Google Bait. It is our new way of doing SEO. We even have a new little program under Google Bait called Link Bait, which is using your competitors' backlinks against them. It's not as mean as it sounds. It's just working smarter. But anyway, Google Bait is a new way of doing SEO. It's not the SEO that we all learned, you know, the last 10 years. That kind of got knocked out with Google updates over the last couple of years. I think Penguin was the one that finally killed old school SEO in 2016. So what Google Bait does is it does massive amounts of keyword research to find what your ideal clients and customers are typing into Google. And then when we find those words, we create SEO perfect 100% on Google pages. So they are similar to landing pages where you get, this is just a traffic building thing. So you still need to have your funnels and everything set up. You need to have somewhere for these people to go once they arrive on your Google Bait page. So that is why I created Evolve, which has the funnels, coaching, and all plus Google Bait, but that's another show too. So Google Bait, it's just made it so I don't have to spend all day long creating free content and hustling in Facebook groups and getting on everybody else's podcasts and doing massive amounts of videos, massive amounts of blog posts, posting on Twitter 7 times a day. And I love doing all those things, but I didn't like having to do it. And Google Bait just kind of freed all that up that I don't have to do that stuff. Now I can do it because I think it's fun or interesting to do. And then all my funnels are fed from the Google Bait perfect pages. People type in a keyword, my Google Bait page comes up that's appropriate for what they're looking for. And then they click over into one of my funnels that answers their question. So I can build, infinite amount of funnels and landing pages for this. And the biggest thing again is not having a big team and not spending all your profits on Facebook ads or Google ads. So if you take the power of Google's organic search, you don't have to pay for Facebook ads. You don't have to pay for Google ads. You don't need a big, huge team. So I have colleagues that I know for a fact are paying like $30,000 in Facebook ads. And then they have this huge team to run their Facebook ads because it's really complicated. So I didn't want to go that route. And another reason why we created Google Bait was because in the past, I would coach and teach people how to network and how to hustle and how to get visibility and how to get out there and how to create content that sells and all that stuff. And I would teach and teach and teach and teach, but they just wouldn't do it. So they wouldn't get the results they were hoping for. And it's not even procrastination. It all comes down to fear. So their fear of being visible, fear of creating content that people are going to make mean comments about, or fear of being seen, fear of selling, fear of looking too salesy, fear of posting too much, and then just all the other life excuses. You know, I have kids, I'm married, I have kids, I have a house, I go to college, I have a full-time job, like whatever life excuse they had or whatever procrastination or fear that was holding them back was just keeping them from doing what I was coaching or teaching them to do. They just would, it wouldn't get done. And so they wouldn't, sometime they wouldn't get their, the clients or the income they wanted. So I needed a way to take this out of their hands. And so using Google and SEO was a way that this could just keep chugging along in the background of their business and bring them fresh leads all the time. So that was another reason why we created it. And there's links to Google Bait at the page, the resource page, ericaduran.co/resources. And it's just a one-time cost. It's not something you're going to have to keep paying for, like a team or ads or PR company or any or something like that. It's just a one-time cost. We are thinking about taking away the payment plans. So if you were interested in a payment plan, we're not, probably not going to raise the price. We're just going to take away the payment plans when we get inundated with more customers. That's probably the next move that we're going to do. But anyways, if you're looking for a way to leverage your online presence but not create content like a crazy person and stalk people in Facebook groups, then I would highly recommend you check out Google Bait. You can set up a phone call. We could do a Google Bait strategy session. And my regular coaching as well. You can set up an Aloha strategy session for that if you're interested in getting coached to run your online business really efficiently and have the type of income and lifestyle that you've been pinning on Pinterest that you would like. So anyways, to wrap this up, again, if you were to join the Club Alihi VIP level or purchase any of the information products, digital products that are coming out in the next couple months, the six-figure online business resource guide is a part of that. It's going to be updated regularly. There's over 100 resources on it now. And that comes complimentary as a bonus to any digital product, no matter if it's a $400 digital product or a $27 digital product. And of course, it comes with the VIP level of Club Alihi, which also has direct access through WhatsApp to me, basically on-demand coaching, unlimited coaching. So again, if you would like to check out any of these tools, I would highly recommend going to the resource page because they are free trials and things like that, links to free trials that we've been able to get from these companies. So if you're interested, I would highly recommend checking any of these out. If you have any questions about them or didn't understand what one of them did, go ahead and message me on social media or email our team at aloha@ericaduran.co, and we can help you pick the right tool for you and your situation and your business level and things like that. Well, I think this is a really long episode. I really geek out on all these tools and things, and I'm always constantly looking for more efficient ways or better tools that don't cost an arm and a leg, because you know it's about the money that you keep. You can have 100K years, 100K months, but if you're paying all that out in overblown tools and big teams, you're not keeping the money from all that hard work you're doing. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it wasn't too confusing, being that it's an audio podcast. But a lot of these tools on there, when you click over from the resource page, you'll see they have videos and everything explaining exactly what they do if you're a more visual person. Well, anyways, thank you for joining me again on this unscripted version. Mahalo for listening, and I will talk to you real soon. Aloha.